This podcast contains strong language and adult themes. It may not be suitable for all listeners, so please use discretion. Huge thanks to Andre, aka @FreakyFWoof, on Twitter for the music you'll hear in this episode.
Welcome to West Side Story, the podcast where we introduce you to Wes, a man of many words, a few facts, and always a West Side Story. I'm Nadia.
I'm Ed.
I'm Wes. Hello everyone and welcome to West Side Story. Today we are reviewing. Do you want to start off with Dick Def?
Why not? Review, verb, reviewing. Number one example is assess something formally with the intention of instituting change if necessary. There's an example here. The Home Secretary was called on to review Britain's gun laws.
Number topical two. Topical at the moment as well, isn't it? Very topical.
It's like the 40s.
Number two. Write a critical appraisal of a book, play, film, etc. for publication in a newspaper or magazine. And the example they give is, I reviewed his first novel.
Okay.
There you go.
We were discussing Amber Rudd there, Nadia, not gun laws. Amber Rudd, the Home Secretary.
Oh. Yeah.
not that gun laws are very topical in the UK at the moment.
Well.
That's great.
World news.
Okie dokie. So I think, as it's reviewing, we should review our last fortnight and what have we got up to. Then everyone can get to know us better and see what we like.
All right.
I think we're going to explain your fortnight, give it out of 5 stars, much like a theatre review.
Okay.
Yeah, who wants to go first?
I will if you want.
Yeah, go on.
I mean, the main thing that's happened to me is that I've had laser eye surgery.
Bloody hell.
So then I've had a week of rest, which has been lovely. Five stars. Lying around listening to an audiobook all week, getting people to make me dinner, come round and clean up for me. I've had guests bring me flowers and chocolates. It's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, still can't see properly, but I'll get there.
You do get to wear shades indoors.
I do get to wear shades.
She's looking very sassy right now.
24/7. Sass. So yeah, I don't normally give things 5 out of 5.
No.
Ed?
My 2 weeks have been busy. Very busy. Very exciting. I won't go into too much detail. I'll probably give it a 2.
A bit cagey. Oh dear. I don't think we shouldn't delve any further, should we?
No.
2 out of 5. But
it's a busy time, isn't it?
2 star, one for each
May,
week.
It's been May. May's a busy time.
Yep.
May is a busy time.
Spring is upon us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had an alright time. Yeah. Had a funeral. But, I mean, people say funerals are bad.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, when you're allowed to cry and you go for it, it's very therapeutic.
Yeah.
So I had a lovely cry. They had to put it up a dam down the road in Bamba Bridge. I was crying that much. Once I started, I couldn't stop.
Oh, babes.
I quite enjoyed it. I don't cry very often. Oh. And I feel like my eyes needed a good wash.
Mm.
So that was good. What else has happened? I haven't really done much else. I'm sure I have. Yeah. Oh, it's been a bank holiday. I had 3 barbecues in 3 days.
Jeez. That is good going.
I mean, that was amazing. Smoked out my next door neighbour. There were like rabbits down a hole and I was trying to catch them.
Now, what did you have on your barbecue? Because my friend's boyfriend is Brazilian and he is appalled at what the UK call barbecue food. So I'd like to know what you...
So main events were sweet potato, right, cooked in the coals. I did a half a chicken, jerked it,
right,
as authentically as possible, without culturally appropriating. and what else did I do? I did a bit of halloumi. The thing is, right, barbecues, everyone cooks with the top open.
Mm.
No. What's the idea of a barbecue? You're cooking on smoke. So get it more smoked, shut the lid. Come on, people.
I can't think of the last time I had a barbecue.
A while ago.
Oh.
It's a while.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We don't own a barbecue,
we don't
do
have
we?
A barbecue. No.
Hmm.
But I'm glad what rating and review would you give your barbecues, Wes?
Oh, God. I mean, I'm very self-critical.
I thought you'd give yourself 5 out of 5 and your neighbours, like, 3 or something.
You think I'm much more of an arsehole than I am. I would give myself a 4-star. I'm doing this based on other people's barbecues I've gone to, which have been awful. And... and the fact that I like to have my pork slightly pink, and you can have it slightly pink, and I overcooked it a bit. So I cook with a thermometer as well when I do a barbecue. Ooh. I have a little temperature thing that I do it. And you're still going to rest your meat. Even if you're having a barbecue, rest it.
Yeah, take it straight off a barbie into the bun.
Yeah,
into the bun.
Off the barbie into the bun. That's one. That's a 5-star review.
Thanks.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm going to give my week 4 stars. Right.
Very good. Nice. There we go.
Who wants to crack us up? We're on food. Shall we talk about Donald Trump?
How is he in every episode this season?
You're the key.
He's a consistent looming figure.
Oh,
it's a hot topic, isn't it?
Isn't he just? Yeah. Right, go on.
So I've got some Trump restaurant reviews. So
wait, as in like his restaurants?
His restaurants.
Or his review? Wow. Oh my god, I didn't even know he had restaurants.
Of course he does. He had his own line of steaks.
What?
Yeah. Trump steak.
Trump steak?
So in the Trump Tower.
Why would you ever buy that?
Yeah, so a Trump steak.
Mm.
It just sounds horrific.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have a see you soon.
All right.
So this was, you know, the Trump Tower in New York?
Yeah.
So in there he's got Trump Bar, Trump Grill and Trump Cafe. All named Trump.
You just imagine it stinking. Trump World.
And so this is an article I found that was listing all the worst reviews that have ever happened.
Amazing.
And two of the reviews were of Trump's restaurants.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if I should... I'm going to tell you what, I'll read the whole thing. Because I think they really set it up nicely for us. So I'm not going to try and say the guy, I'm going to try and say it. Robert Sietsema is the reviewer.
Yeah.
So he went to the Trump Bar, Trump Grill and Trump Cafe in New York City before Donald Trump became the president-elect, so you can see why he doesn't like the media already. And it was even before Trump's ridiculous taco bowl tweet. Do we know what that is?
Taco bowl. Yeah, where he did the Cinco de Mayo tweet. After he'd said loads of appalling things about Mexicans, he then tweeted a picture of him enjoying a delicious bowl of on the Air Force One, I think it was, or in his office.
Oh my god.
But it was just super.
So yeah, it's saying he subjected himself to several meals inside the culinary abyss. Not surprisingly, the tower's 4 dining establishments represent food chronically afraid to take chances. Food for timid people with digestive problems. Among the dishes are a bacon cheeseburger, akin to real prison food, whoa, steak fries deemed inedible, and elsewhere shoestring fries that should be avoided at all costs.
Oh,
and the killer line in this, and this is from the actual review itself, on the same pass I also ordered beef tacos, $13.50, which turned out to be a fried tortilla bowl heaped with romaine lettuce, grated yellow cheese and plain ground beef that was so devoid of flavour it rendered an insult to Mexicans every bit as profound as Trump's previous pronouncements.
Whoa.
So that was his first visit.
Right.
And then someone called Tina went to the Trump Grill and I'll just read you what she said when she went in for the kill. So she said, renowned butcher Pat LaFreda once dared me to eat an eyeball that he himself popped out of the skull of a roasted pig.
Oh.
That eyeball tasted better than the Trump's grilled gold label burger. A Pat LaFreda branded short rib burger blend moulded into a sad little meat thing.
Oh,
the meat thing.
Disgusting.
So, yeah, if you're ever in New York and you even want to do it for comedy, don't go to Trump Tower.
No, not worth it.
It sounds gross.
I really want to go now.
No.
Why is
there's
that?
There's no way we're going to Trump Tower. Theory
that when I'm told something is really bad or something is really good, I kind of instantly form an opposite opinion just to do it. Do you ever get that?
You've got
to
try
like
it
when
for
people
yourself.
Hype a review of a film or hype a show or something like that.
Yeah.
You automatically go in with this sort of... I mean, I just personally go in with this idea that, like, I'm going to feel the opposite immediately.
I am on that one, but I think that's because we're both dickheads. But it's just like, you don't want to take someone's view. And then you always think, because I don't know if I just live in my own head half the time.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, they're just listening to the last person. And that's the only reason they like it.
You're getting into Kanye territory.
Yeah, you think everyone's sheeps.
But, like, have you ever walked out of a film... Or have you ever walked out of a theatre show? Have you ever walked out of anything that you've had to buy a seat for?
Yeah.
So what was it that, have you done it multiple times?
What do you mean walked out of it? I mean, oh, like got rid of it, I'm halfway through.
Not at the end.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah.
No, I never leave.
I'm still sat in the stalls right now.
Carried out by the ushers. No. Like, as I've literally gone, look, it's half an hour in, forget this, we're off.
To be fair, Nadia, to you, I did go to a screen of Waiting for Godot once. I never left. Was that rubbish?
That was rubbish. I think I've left a theatre twice.
Yeah.
Because I know how horrible it feels if you're the one on stage, but then some people think, life is short.
Yeah.
It isn't worth it. My auntie says this about books as well. She's like, life is too short for shit books. And I apply that to everything now. She's right, if you get 50 pages in and it's crap, yeah. Don't force yourself.
Do you not commit? I've seen him where he commits.
I commit because when you leave, if you don't go through the whole thing, if someone's sticking up for it and they're like, oh, you didn't finish it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I finished it. I critiqued it. I wrote a dissertation upon this film that I will destroy you with now, you tasteless bastard.
Maybe, but if you're not doing that, if you're reading just for pleasure and not to...
Who reads for pleasure? It's torture anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah... Have you walked out of lots of things?
No, I haven't. I'm similar. Like, I will persevere just to get a full arc of terribleness so I can judge it after.
But then do you not find, if you are the one going against the grain and everyone else is raving about it and you think it's shit, that you can't say it?
No. I relish the argument.
Satisfaction of being like, look, these are the things why it's really
But
bad.
Genuinely, if everyone in our city was tweeting about this show and how amazing it was, are you going to tweet and say that it's crap because X, Y, Z?
Oh, the idea of that gives me a boner.
But not...
I love going against the grain. I don't do it on purpose, but if I'm just like...
going against the grain.
I mean, I came out of a show recently that everyone thought was really good by one of the most renowned European directors. Right. And told him to his face that I didn't like his show.
I mean, that's next. Like,
that's fine.
That's good.
I think it's
healthy criticism.
Yeah, I do. I think it's more in this in when you get in those circles where everyone's just kissing each other's ass.
Yeah.
I've been speaking to someone about setting up a blog that's like the truth blog and we'd be anonymous, except now I've just given it away.
Yeah.
So if you're getting horrible reviews of your work and I'm your friend,
it's a bit like human caterpillar, isn't it, when they're all around sucking on each other's shit. Saying, oh, this is good.
Yeah. Tasty. Human centipede.
That's the one.
Human caterpillar.
I instantly went to like a children's book that had really gone wrong.
Oh my god.
Bloody hell. The human caterpillar. Imagine that for kids. It's a bit tamer than next to the bum. It's just a nose to the bum, not a mouth.
Right.
Should
anyone? We play a game?
Yes, let's do it.
Right.
Save us.
Game one. Game one. So I've been looking at reviews that people leave on the internet, specifically on Amazon products.
Yeah, great.
Okay. So there's quite a few like famous examples where like the reviews and the things that people write far outweigh the actual product itself, and you can spend hours. I encourage you to. And even Amazon itself has like got a page dedicated to funny reviews, which I quite like. So one example was did you ever hear of the Bic for Her pens?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. So
I've not heard of these.
Oh my God. So they produced a line of pens, literally biros, that were feminine. And they're boxed up and they've got pictures of flowers and butterflies and they're pink and purple. And these are two of the like most famous reviews of them. So this was a 5-star rating. Before I bought this product, I couldn't write, but now I'm an engineer. Mind you, I only design pink, flowery bridges, motorways and sewers. Blue ones would be wrong, wouldn't they?
Oh dear.
And this 1-star review. Got it for my brother as a joke. When he tried to write with it, he was unable to, despite his effort. It all just came out as random lines. He then collapsed and has never been the same. So lots of people making jokes about manly and...
There's some cheeky stuff on this, right? Because I was a big believer in non-gendered. Should keep everything ungendered, right? Now, Zoe, that obviously works with babies all the time, and she's used to this kind of thing, just is like, stop being so ridiculous. Stop trying to buy your niece non-gendered stuff all the time. Just get her pink stuff. You know she wants it. And I was like, no. It's definitely social engineering. Then I came across a experiment with monkeys where they had toy cars and dolls. and they threw them out at them, and they could pick whatever they wanted. And on the one I saw, which was a smaller study, 100% boys went for the cars with moving parts and stuff, and all the girls went for dollies. And apparently they did a bigger study that was wider than that, and it wasn't exactly 100%, but it was still very heavily weighed to what you would gender the things for people to play with. And I was like, God, nature, why can't you just be more freeing? It's really pissed me off.
Yeah.
And I felt like I'd been bashing a moral drum that might not actually be moral for a long time. Yeah. Food for thought. Anyway, on with the game.
Food for thought. Anyway, that was an example of some of these reviews that you get on Amazon. So the game is, I'm going to read you a review and I want you to guess what the product is.
Okay.
Okay. So straight in, this was a 5-star review. Being a loose cannon who does not play by the rules, the first thing I did was ignore the warning and smear this all over my knob and bollocks. The bollocks I knew and loved are gone now. In their place is a maroon-coloured bag of agony, which sends stabs of pain up my body every time it grazes against my thigh or an article of clothing. I am suffering so that you don't have to. Heed my lesson. Do not put on knob and bollocks.
Is this original source peppermint?
It isn't, but that
because I know someone that's messed this up before. So I know someone that got back from a music festival. They're a listener of this podcast, so you know who you are. They got back from a music festival. Really wanted a bit of a special wank to welcome themselves home.
God.
Got the pure peppermint out. Had a little play around with themselves, but fell asleep halfway through. And then because it's that strong, what did he say it was? He said it was just like his genitals just turned into flakes when he woke up. It was just flaky skin.
About a year ago.
It went on for like a week.
There was a post from a woman who did a similar thing that went around saying how incredible it was, but it set her flaps on fire.
Oh,
that's what she said. It was hilarious. Anyway, it's not that. Okay,
that was my guess.
And he does add a note saying, this will help you. I am giving this product a 5 because despite the fact that I think my bollocks might fall off, they are now completely hairless.
Oh, so it's that cream you rub in and it gets rid of the hair.
Feet for men hair removal gel cream.
Oh my dear, he veeted the D. The D&B.
Did I tell you about this another guy that I know that like wanted to like have hairless bollocks, and instead of, I'm sure I told this on the podcast.
Yeah, you did.
Instead of shaving it, he like pulled the skin tight, just kind of shaved around his ball.
Oh,
no, some fucked up.
I think I cut that out, and I'll cut it out again. Right, number 2. This again was a 5-star review, but what was the product? I was going to fund my daughter's wedding in Hawaii, but figured this would last much longer.
So read that again. I was going to book.
I was going to fund my daughter's wedding in Hawaii, but figured this would last much longer.
Oh, a dildo.
Oh my God, no.
Oh. Just in a bit of a sexy
No, I know. There. God.
I'm highly charged.
Went there, not
my
even
mum
a pause
listens
of thought.
To this.
Like a horny ferret.
Oh.
Shout out to you, Nadia's mum.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Ooh.
Went there. Could be anything.
Could be.
A horse?
A horse?
On Amazon?
Yeah. They're not so, they must do some sort of...
Oh, maybe it's like a kettle. A knife. A set of knives.
You're in the right area. It's in that. It's homeware.
A blender. Oh, what are those things? Like the home mixer things? No. The ones
Kitchen
that do everything. KitchenAid.
Mm. No, it was a Samsung TV.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I guess you could watch YouTube videos of Hawaii.
Yeah.
And if it's a good HD...
It was very good. It's like the top of the range.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're going 4K.
Yeah, it was.
I'd still take the holiday, though.
I mean, you'd probably see Hawaii better on a 4K TV than you would be in there with your own eyes.
With my eyes, you would.
Did I tell you about the dude from my high school? Remember when Grand Theft Auto 3 came out on PS2?
Right.
No.
He said it looked more... The graphics... And bear in mind, they're still very pixelated. The graphics look more real than real life, is what he said to everyone. That was his claim.
Oh.
Bless him.
Wow. Right. Ready for number 3? So this got a 1-star review, and the title of the review is Just Don't, Unless It's a Gift for Someone You Hate. Here's the review. Oh, man. Words cannot...
Such a good start.
Oh, man. Dot, dot, dot. Words cannot express what happened to me after eating these. If you are someone that can tolerate the sugar substitute, enjoy. If you are like the dozens of people that tried my order, run. First of all, for taste, I would rate these a 5. So good. Soft. True to taste. Fruit flavours, like the sugar variety. I was a happy camper. But, or should I say, but, with 2 T's. Not long after eating about 20 of these, all hell broke loose. I had a gastrointestinal experience like nothing I've ever imagined. Cramps, sweating, bloating beyond my worst nightmare. I've had food poisoning from some bad shellfish, and that was almost like a skip in the park compared to what was going on inside me. What is that a review of?
This is on Amazon.
Yeah.
Who buys food off Amazon?
For some reason I read it in my dad's voice. I heard it in my dad's voice.
I can't read very well.
I don't know for this one.
Maybe, I mean, there are clues in there.
Is it like a mint?
Butts.
No.
Is it so they taste nice?
It tastes good, and they're saying that there's a sugar variety.
A sugar variety?
So yeah. It's not chewing gum?
No. Similar.
So not a mint, soft mint.
You're in the right area.
Tic Tacs.
Do you want to know?
Kendall mint cake.
No, it's Haribo sugar-free gummy bears.
Oh, wow. I wonder what's in it that make you...
Yeah. Well, like he says, it's whatever the sugar substitute is, if you can tolerate whatever that is.
And it was worse than food poisoning from shellfish.
Apparently.
Jeez, oh, my God.
Louise, we need to get some of those. I want to try them.
Oh, fuck that.
Now I've heard a review, I just want to do the opposite.
Then again, I do like a nice clear out now and again.
Oh.
You do? No, come on. You know what I mean.
I do.
It feels awful at the time, but after it, you're like, oh, my God, how much shit was I carrying around?
Well, yeah, people
throwing out
have.
The kitchen sink in there. Lost a kidney.
What's it called?
A colostomy bag.
A colonic. Irrigation. People have them like as a health thing, don't they?
Yeah,
it's meant to be very. It actually, yeah.
Reduces. You know what's really good for people with bad stomach problems that can't have stuff?
Yeah.
It's something that they're rolling out now. They're trying to get it on the NHS soon. Well, not when I say soon, it's like 10 years.
Mm.
It's taken someone's shit that has a bad gut culture. No, a good gut culture. And then they basically, like, pump it up your ass.
Is this real, though? I've heard you say
it. Yes, it's true. It's because half of you... Right, so, like, people that have lots of things like blue cheese or root vegetables, sauerkraut, not that I'm going to talk about that. people that have all that kind of stuff that has, like, lots of different bacteria in it and a great range have amazing gut culture, so everything... goes through easier. Right. And the easiest way to transfer it is to liquidize the shit, put it up someone else, and then you change the gut culture. Obviously, like, you've got to check for diseases and stuff.
No, I'm not
just
doing
a
that.
Quick check for diseases.
I'd rather eat gummy bears.
Would you? I mean,
yeah, obviously.
It's not like you... No, because, like, you're eating these gummy bears that'll fuck you up. I mean, this
is
just sort of shit
going
up your ass.
5-star taste.
You eat.
Right, number 4. A 5-star review once again.
Yeah.
It was either this or pay the rent for this month. You can guess which one I chose. Now, my landlord comes over to watch TV and caress this cable, and I charge him rent.
Caress this cable?
I mean, I'm kind of giving you half the answer.
So is it a big telly? No, it's a cable, though.
He caresses the cable?
Mm.
Is it a box? A cable box?
No.
Caress the cable.
Is it a whip? Mm-hmm. Is it a sex swing?
No.
I'm on one
today. Is he tied up by the cable?
No.
Well, is it sexy or not?
No.
Is it to do with...
It sounds like if it's not, Wes ain't interested.
Yeah, well, you are a
whore. Not today, I'm on one today.
No, Jesus.
It's the mugginess. It's the Manchester mugginess outside. It really gets me going.
It's a cable? What kind of... on a month's rent?
Mm-hmm. It was about $1,500.
Oh,
for a cable?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Is it like a zip wire from the house?
No, but that would be amazing.
I don't know.
It was a diamond braided HDMI cable.
Why?
Exactly.
Jeez, that is tragic. Exactly.
That's stupid.
Okay.
Do they have the name of that person?
They should be they do, actually.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to write them a letter of complaint.
We should definitely, if they got an example of what it looks like.
Yeah.
We'll stick it on the Insta.
We say this every time. We never put it up.
Whatever.
One day.
Right.
From season two viewers, we will actually put up the things on Insta.
Just in one go.
But for now, you can just imagine.
Yeah.
We'll leave a blank box up so you can imagine whatever we've mentioned.
Exactly. Right. Number five. Now, this is one of the most famous products on Amazon for reviews. It's had a lot written about it, a lot of lols. So I'll give you a 2-star review, see if you can guess. I have been reliably informed that you can get these in the local pound shop, so ordering from here took 3 weeks to arrive and costs more. They are awful to keep clean and are far less efficient than a good knife due to the very blunt plastic blades. I'm going back to my knife.
Oh, it's not those crappy little textile knives, is it?
Oh, no.
No, ceramic knives? No.
No.
Are they not good?
Oh, I don't like them.
We've got one.
Oh, sorry, guys.
No, that's... it's like... No, it's not. It's like coated. A ceramic knife is made from that. It's meant to be very hard.
It's meant
hard
to be really good, but...
Yeah, hard to blunt.
But once it is blunted, it's fucked. Can't put a nice knife.
Well, it's not that.
Shave that.
She wants to go back to a knife.
Nadia's like, knife talk is boring. Back to the episode.
There might be people who are knife connoisseurs.
I think the small...
cooking, not...
Yeah.
It's going to be the new sauerkraut, isn't it?
Right.
So it's something that's like a knife, or a substitute for a knife. Oh, it's one of those shitty little like things you put over apples and bollocks like that.
Almost, yeah. It's a banana slicer.
Oh, why would you even do...
Exactly.
Why is it that hard to slice a banana?
Well, here are some people's reviews in answer to that. My kids were fed up of blood-stained banana sandwiches, fruit salad with fingernails, smoothies with knuckle skin. Now I just whip my banana out and wham! One perfectly sliced banana. No more trauma, no more visits to A&E, no more horrified dinner guests.
Oh my god.
And also...
I guess that was a joke. Like, yeah,
well, that's what's so funny about them. You should just like sit and read the comments, the reviews for hours. This was another one. I used to pay someone to slice my banana. Now I handle my own banana business. This product gave me the confidence I need to slice my own banana anytime, anywhere.
That is funny.
It is funny. Right.
I actually learned proper knife skills the other day.
Did
so you stopped quitting yourself. Because I'm into my cooking, so I bought 5 different cookery books.
Yeah.
To go through. Yeah. And one of them is like literally like the complete text is massively thick. And it starts off with knifing. And what you're meant to do is whenever you're cutting, you're meant to tuck your nails. I'm trying to see how you could say it on, like, so everyone understands. If you close your eyes, so then we can see if people know what I'm doing. So you bring it back, so you tuck your nails in, and then you use the front bit, you know, between your knuckle and then that extra knuckle before your nail?
Yeah.
You use that to put the knife down, and your nails are tucked in below, so that it never cuts your nails then, and
but
you move back on it.
Does it give you a chance of skimming some skin off?
No, because you have it flat against it. And and how far you move that hand back is how big your slices are.
I mean, I'd rather get a banana slicer. Really,
and you said I was the one in the kinky mood today.
£1.32. Right, number 6. As a professional myself, I don't regard this as very accurate. It's possible to do things that a professional would never get away with. For example, you can drive over people. You can't do that in real life. And here's another review. Part of what makes this so spectacular is how unpredictable it is. The only downside is that they sometimes go so fast they make you feel sick. If you go up to the maximum speed of 6 miles per hour, then you can get a bit queasy as the world hurtled by in a blur.
Is it one of those hoverboards?
It's not.
Is it one of those Fisher-Price red and yellow things that you sit in? The kids have.
I got stuck in one of those ones.
Go on.
Do
you tell?
No, it's not that much of a story. I just tried to climb in.
How old were you?
Like 13,
14. Oh my god.
The colours just attracted me. I'm like a moth.
Wait, what is it?
You know, they're like a little calf.
Oh,
yeah, the
classic.
Yeah. Oh God! In Bamber Bridge the other day, like Bamber Bridge is between Preston and Chorley. It's like the epitome of poverty. And
God, I'm sure it isn't.
And but there's some kid going for it with like one of those electric cars with a proper motor in it and everything. I was like, you flash bitch. Yeah, what's that about?
So you're in the right area, okay. But it's not for kids.
Oh, so it's for people.
It goes up to 6 miles an hour.
Oh, is it a granny trolley?
No.
Oh.
Go on.
It's a street cleaning simulator for PlayStation.
Oh my God, I'm writing that down now. Street cleaning simulator. I'm game it. Is that like one of those £6 games?
Yeah, but I love that an actual street cleaner was like, this is my job and this is not what it's like.
Not what it's like.
Have you ever played Goat Simulator?
Yeah.
You just get to play as a goat.
We've played it.
Have we?
Yeah. You were finding it hilarious. Because you just like can run into stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And get points for it.
Heavily recommend Goat Simulator.
Right. Next one, number 7. So I've got 3 reviews of this, so let me know if you need more. So the first one was a 5-star review. This album is good. It supports at least 3 to 4 cups of tea. If you use the CD case, the CD and the sleeve as coasters, you'll be as pleased as punch that you didn't get those awful tea or coffee rings on your table. I love it. Thank you.
Coldplay. It's a Coldplay
CD.
It's
not Coldplay. Do you want another review to help?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, this was a 1-star review for the same product. I misunderstood. I thought that this was a recorded lecture by Peter Andrews, the eminent professor of biomedical science and his star pupil. I was wrong. I wondered why they were so dressed up. Can I have a refund, please?
Go on. Is it an artist?
Well, they've released an album.
Is it Rolf Harris post-scandal?
No. Okay, another 1-star review. This will probably give it away. I bought this for my girlfriend, who is now my ex-girlfriend, after she listened to this abomination. Thanks a lot, Katie and Peter.
Oh dear, did they bring out an album together?
What, did they?
Yeah.
See, now why do you want to immediately listen to it? This is what I mean. I immediately want to stop this podcast and go listen to this album.
We should buy it.
So wait, what's the title of the album?
A Whole New World.
No, no, it's not, is it?
Yeah, because they did that song and released it as a single, but yeah, then they murdered loads of others. But
No, they did the cover.
Yeah.
Of A Whole New World from Aladdin?
Yeah.
Oh my days.
How did you miss this? Where were you 7 years ago?
7 years?
Something
what?
Like
Have
that,
I been
yeah.
in a time capsule?
I vaguely remember this now. They had a really cheesy music video with it.
Yeah,
I do remember this.
Yeah, so amongst the pages and pages of like satirical reviews. Is it satirical? Tongue-in-cheek reviews, whatever. Are some like genuine people who actually loved it, which is quite funny.
Wow.
Right.
Oh my days.
Ready for the next one, or are you not quite over that?
I just...
We'll listen to it.
Getting it right now.
It's your Christmas present, don't worry.
I mean, it's a cheap coaster when you get it from the bargain.
Exactly. Right. Number 8. 2 more to go. A 5-star review. I bought this for my son. He said it's rubbish and randomly throws it at my head. I can never see it coming. That's key.
Is it an imaginary something?
Not imaginary, but
invisible.
You're in the right. Ooh.
Is it an invisible snowball?
No.
An invisible guitar? I know guitar.
It's invisible, but I don't know if you'll guess what it actually is.
It's invisible.
Yeah.
It's great. Let's just.
I mean,
do we
it's
need a
not...
dick death on is it an invisible?
It's right. not. The item isn't really invisible, but it's invisible is in the like item title. So people are making jokes about it.
But you can throw it?
Yeah.
Is that its main aim, is to throw it?
No.
Oh.
That's what a kid does. Another dad had written a review saying he bought this for his son, but he's not sure if it ever arrived.
Nice.
And he can't tell if he's just playing with 2 hands in the air or if he's actually playing.
What is it?
It's The Hobbit Invisible Bilbo Baggins action figure.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Does he go, because he goes invisible, doesn't he, in the film?
So they just did it out of resin.
It's just a clear figurine, yeah. But that's just dad jokes on Amazon reviews.
And you can buy it?
Yeah. That's look at you guys in your shopping list.
I'm honestly getting on that now. I want to have a look at this.
All right.
It is real.
Right. Yeah, it's real. How much is it?
Looks like it's £6.95 here. I might get this.
What, to throw at me?
No, it just it looks really cool. They do like a, you know, Pops? Or Pop. They do those big head action figures.
Oh,
we've got one of them that's invisible as well.
Great.
Oh, I'm getting one of these.
A whole new world.
Yeah, make sure you get that too. And the simulator. Right, last one. 1-star review. I bought these for a part of a costume. I'm a small Asian woman, and within the first hour, the buckle on them broke off and went flying. Fortunately, the flying buckle didn't hurt anyone, but one of the straps did whip me. Ooh. I had them on pretty loosely, and they were not holding anything up because my clothes fit very well. These should come with a flying buckle warning.
Oh my God. I mean, I'm not going to say, I've already been in trouble today for being a horny ferret.
Go on.
No, I'm not saying.
1-star review. Go on.
Oh, it's only a 1-star review, though.
She's not happy.
I kind of like the idea of whipping and flying buckles. I'm saying.
Go on.
They are one size suspenders, adjustable, brackets, various neon colours. There you go.
Neon suspenders. I've never worn suspenders.
Yet.
Yes, and that's the end of game one.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it?
I think you did quite well then, Wes. You were kind of in the territory a lot.
Yeah.
In the territory, not quite there.
Not quite. Right?
The reviews were too comical for me to concentrate.
So, yeah, but if you ever do have a spare few hours, like I've clearly had this week, there are like articles dedicated to it. This way it's fun.
It's great.
Shall I read us a few, so I was thinking about bad reviews and stuff.
Yeah.
And you know when you like book for a holiday?
Yeah.
And I'm a very paranoid person.
Yeah.
Are you a TripAdvisor guy?
Yeah, but you've always got to take it with a pinch of salt.
All right.
And so I've got some like TripAdvisor reviews that were terrible. And some are fun.
Okay.
I'm going to bring you up just a highlight. So this was out of 24. I pulled out just one for you. All
right.
And the title is, There Was a Poo in the Kettle. And it said, so this was reviewed on the 11th of September 2011, and it said, do not stay in this absolute dump of a hotel, and I use the term hotel very loosely. I cannot convey strongly enough how disgusting this is. Blood-stained headboards that have clearly been up since World War
One. Oh my God.
Rude staff. Windows that won't close, no hot water, broken furniture, dirty utensils, broken light fixings, and actual poo in the kettle. Pretty sure I'm going to end up with some sort of rash/disease due to sanitation conditions, similar to those of a homeless crackhead. In summary, this is a complete hole.
Wow.
Wow. Now, Ed, as you were saying before, do you now want to stay there?
We're going.
Yeah.
We're going.
Why not?
It's my birthday treat.
Hell yeah. Although, what?
Hell
like,
no.
What possesses someone to do that in a
to
kettle?
Shit in a kettle.
Maybe. Like, is that you're caught short? Is that a protest? Is that you've got some sort of.
Maybe they just didn't have a TripAdvisor account, so they couldn't leave a horrible review, so they just thought they'd leave them a horrible poo.
I hate to bring up my friends all the time, but there was a party we went to when we were in high school, and it was actually a nice guy, but you know when someone's too nice, so you think there's something suspicious about them?
Yeah.
And he was quite well off, and he had like an annex to his house, where him and his brother lived, and then obviously
annex?
His parents from the other side, yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, he had a joint kitchen. So my mate went into the kitchen and pissed in his kettle.
In his kettle?
Yeah. Now, it would have been okay if, like, the guy found out.
Yeah.
Now, I pushed my friend about 2 months later into a position where he had to tell him. And this guy just went, My family have been drinking out of that kettle for 2 months. How bad is that though? It's left like a full piss in the kettle. And like, it didn't even like empty it. So I don't know if they emptied it when they refilled it in water, because some people don't, do they? I mean, I do, because I'm a snob about hot water.
But like, if you boil it, isn't the boiling temperature of wee the same as water?
Yeah, but it's still piss though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not gonna...
In other news, I'm gonna do one more. This is a review of the Museum of Wieners.
Why is everything we talk about either poo or willies?
Because I'm not that funny and it's easy jokes for me. Weird. But how can you not go, ? It's rated 3 out of 5. So not surprisingly, this museum has wieners of all kinds of animals. They even have a room with folklore creature dongs. So if you want to see an elf, troll, ghost, or zombie cow
ghost.
Member, yeah, this is the place to go. Gift shop isn't great. Wish they had magnets that weren't condoms.
That is actually quite funny.
Oh, the wonderful world of truth.
A ghost, Willy.
Where?
Huh.
A ghost's Willy. It's like an invisible hobbit.
If ghosts can, like, go through walls, I wonder what...
I mean, people have said they've been raped by ghosts. Not raped, but impregnated by ghosts before, haven't they?
What? Like the Virgin Mary?
Well, yeah, or there's stuff like... There's that woman that's married to a ghost pirate. What? That's worth looking up online. Yeah, she's married a ghost, and it's a pirate.
Oh, my days. Have you seen the woman who's married to the fairground ride?
Yeah, she, like, drinks its oil. She does. She, like, licks the drips of oil off it, doesn't she?
Oh, my
she?
God.
The grease. What?
Why did that... That sounded so wrong.
It is wrong.
Tell me more. No, it's Wes's reaction.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm partial to WD-40, but full on fairground oil, oh my god. Right, should we knock on with a bit of Two Truths, One Lie?
Let's do it.
Two Truths, One Lie. Okay, so today we are talking about reviewing. And one thing that is very important that gets reviewed is laws. And we know in this country we've got a lot of old laws, weird laws, laws that shouldn't be around.
Yeah.
So, I have, rather boringly, been going through legislation.gov.uk.
Oh my god.
Which was an absolute fucking chore. To find various weird laws and stuff. Because the other thing is, they say stuff in newspapers, and half of them aren't even true. And then you can go on the law website. So I basically turned myself into a weird law lawyer. I'm going to be arresting people for all kinds of weird shit. Right, so here you're free. It is illegal to cause a nuclear explosion.
Right.
It is illegal to handle salmon in suspicious circumstances.
That's true.
And it is illegal for any boy under the age of 10 to see a naked mannequin.
Oh,
right.
Days.
I'm going to let you go first, Ed.
The naked mannequin one, I really hope that's true. That would be remarkable.
Remarkable?
Yeah.
What would you remark upon?
That I've got to this age and not realised that you're not allowed to look at naked mannequins.
Did you look at a lot?
Well, you know, you can't help it.
Can I just say as well, it's all UK law.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or constituent law.
Yeah, that's
fine
when you said gov.uk.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a nuclear explosion, I'm sure you're not meant to do that.
I don't think that's a law, though. No, but I don't think that's a specific law. I think you'd expect it to be because it's so serious. But I'm,
go on.
For some reason, feel like I've heard about the salmon one. Salmon in suspicious circumstances. I mean, it's probably fucking trout in it, and you and your trout fiddling. Whatever it's
trout, trout tickling.
Fiddling.
Sorry.
Don't fiddle the trouts. That is illegal. That's called bestiality.
I don't
know.
Somehow I feel like I've heard about that, and that's true, and I feel like the mannequin's true as well, but maybe it's girls, maybe it's young girls who can't see. I don't know. I always feel like you're tricking me.
Where's the point?
Whereas I think the nuclear, what was it?
It is illegal to cause a nuclear explosion.
I don't think that is illegal. I think it might be illegal to plan and like plot for one, but if you cause it, it could still be accidental.
away an accidental nuclear explosion.
Well, yeah, because the guy who invented, like, gunpowder and atomic bombs and all that, like, all those different people, they didn't mean for that cause, did they? So they shouldn't be arrested because they accidentally set it off. It's the people who do it with intent. Isn't that part of law that you have to do it with intent?
Well, let's find out. Let's find out. So what are we saying?
So I'm saying the first one is a lie.
So you're saying it is not illegal to cause a nuclear explosion?
It's perfectly legal.
Okay.
I think that's got to be a law all against right. that.
So what do you think is a lie?
The salmon.
Salmon fiddling.
Inappropriate.
Suspicious, not inappropriate.
Oh, right, sorry.
Right, so you think it's a nuclear explosion, Nadia.
Yeah.
And Ed thinks it is illegal to handle salmon in suspicious circumstances. It's not. You can do it.
Really? I mean, it just sounded fishy to me.
Oh, my God.
Classic. Okay. What to go through? Right, okay. It is illegal to handle salmon in suspicious circumstances. Is legal. I mean, illegal. Illegal.
It's illegal.
Yes.
So this is an offence under the Salmon Act 1986.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you've got any extra questions, but I have got the actual website to go back to it.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of boring stuff. But it also includes seals, not seals, eels and various other salmonish creatures.
Whoa.
But it's basically to do with, like, you know, if you're illegally landing salmon and killing them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, are you happy with that? I'm really sorry you are.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine.
It is illegal to cause a nuclear explosion. I mean, Nadia, you are a terrorist, but you would be arrested for that. That is actually illegal. I've done it again. 2 episodes running. So, but you were kind of on the right line, so I've got all the legal legislation because it really freaks me out. Because, you know, like, nuclear explosions is like, oh my God, end of the world. So there's subsections to it. So it starts off being, it is illegal to cause a nuclear explosion, full stop. Clause 1. Any person who knowingly causes a nuclear weapon test explosion or any other nuclear explosion is guilty of an offence and liable on conviction of indictment to imprisonment for life.
So I was kind of right that it's knowingly. Yeah. So if you did it...
It's really fucking hard to accidentally cause a nuclear explosion.
No, but my logic was right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll give you that.
Thanks.
Patting Nadia on the back. Number 2. Nothing in subsection 1, so knowing, shall apply to a nuclear weapon explosion carried out in the course of an armed conflict. So that is legalising using nuclear weapons in an armed conflict.
Do it in war.
Which I thought was really fucked up.
So we can't do it, but Theresa May can do it.
If she's at war. Number 3. If in proceedings for an offence under this section, any question arises as to whether a nuclear explosion was or was not carried out in the course of an armed conflict, that question shall be determined by the Secretary of State, so it's put back to the power, and a certificate purporting to set out any such determination and to be signed by the Secretary of State shall be received in evidence and be deemed to be so signed without further proof unless contrary is shown. Basically, they legalise dropping nuclear bombs.
Is this why you were saying that Amber Rudd was topical at the start of the episode?
Well, no, it's because she's been sacked this week.
Oh, has she?
Yeah. But this
haven't been able to.
But this was in 19. The thing is, if we're getting weird about Tories and stuff, this was in 1998. This legislation came in. So think about yourself. Now, the one that is a lie. It is illegal for any boy under the age of 10 to see a naked mannequin. Now, lots of people believe this to be true, and they think it's a Scottish bylaw. But, it was cited as a law by a law firm in Swansea in 2006 to be true. However, I looked up and went on the UK Law Commission website and they found no evidence of it. So it's not true.
What defence were they...
I don't know.
What was the case?
I think they might have done it for a bit of PR, you know. But there's so many other weird things that are true. So, like, you can't shake your rug before 9 a.m. in the Metropolitan Borough.
London.
You can't put washing lines across the street.
Wait, you can't shake your rug?
Yeah, I know. Scotland, it is illegal to drive a steam train drunk. But this comes under a clause. So the main law is it's illegal to drive cattle drunk. But the third one in that, so it's like sheep as well, and then it's like steam engines, you can't drive them under the same law as the cows. It's so fucked up.
Because they just add to it, don't they?
There's loads of funny stuff.
Yeah.
I love it. Anyway, you've been fooled again. Oh, Nadia, 2 weeks running. The underground is not underground, and it's fine to set a nuclear explosion off. Just gonna say. Okay, so reviewing food. I would like to review this, and I'm pulling out a bottle onto the table now. It says 100% pure squeezed orange, however it is red/purple.
Yeah.
The reason for that is I got really trashed last weekend. And when I was trashed, I made some sangria that I left out overnight, and I bottled it the next day. Now, I have not tried my drunk sangria yet. I have no idea what it tastes like or what I put in it. I'm going to do it like the food podcast.
All right, go on.
So I'm just opening the bottle. We're in Ed and Nadia's flat. Oh. There is a light fizz upon opening. It's giving me smells of old red wine and orange juice.
Oh, God.
Aged.
Oh, God. Was there anything in the bottle when you started?
Well, it was originally the orange juice bottle. But then I poured it out and this was empty. Oh, and then I refilled it. I'm going to give it a shake. I'm going to get the sediment going.
Oh. If I'm off work on Monday, we know why.
Here we go. I'll give everyone a large portion.
No.
There we go. Nice large sangria portion.
So do you want to tell me how we actually should be reviewing this? Do we smell?
Oh, so we'll do a typical drinks tasting.
Okay. So, and is it out of 5?
Like, we're doing it out of 10. I mean, it's a complex drink, isn't it?
Okay.
So
you can have the fullest.
Yeah.
There you go.
So what you want to do first is you want to lift it.
Oh my God, there's bits floating in it.
So lift it and describe the colour of it and what you see. Bits?
There's bits floating in it that, to be fair, just look like bits of orange.
There are definitely, there is some matter floating.
Do you know what? It actually smells all right.
Sometimes you do genius things, don't you?
Can you?
Sometimes you do.
We could have sieved it.
I always used to, I used to put bad red wine and Coke together and call that poor man sangria, and that was always good.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, it was nice. Okay.
Right, give it a smell. Describe the smell again. Okay. What are you smelling, Ed?
It's very
fresh. No, it smells really good. It's got like a... almost like a buttery tone to it.
Buttery tone!
I don't know what that means.
It's like a thick dessert, isn't it?
Yeah, when you said lush. Orange juice and red wine, that is exactly what it smells like.
Oh, maybe it is.
Maybe it's got like a...
I imagine I would have put a bit of flair into it, though. Ooh,
it's good.
Okay.
And then we go for the taste.
Are we all doing it at the same time?
Yeah.
All right, should we cheers?
Cheers. Ooh. Right.
Ooh.
It doesn't taste of anything.
No, that's smooth.
Mmm.
It tastes like water.
No, it doesn't. That's got like a...
Oh, my God!
Imagine I was just drinking my piss on the podcast.
No! We didn't.
I'd actually be worried.
I mean, if you...
That would have been the best prank ever. Oh, just pissed at it. No, I'm not.
Did you do anything bad?
I don't know.
Did you do anything bad to it?
I mean,
I don't trust you.
But can I clarify?
Right, after that tasting, moving on to ending statements. Ed, what have you learnt this episode?
I've learnt that Katie Price and Peter Rondre made an album together and it has rocked me to my core. I have actually downloaded it.
No, you haven't.
I have actually downloaded it and I will be listening to it later.
Straight after this.
I'm speechless.
I can't wait
for
your review.
What a remarkable collaboration. Anyway, next.
They did it as a married couple.
No, I know, but... And it's like 2006.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So more than 7 years.
Yeah. 12. Nad, sorry. Go on.
I've just learned that I probably won't ever trust Wes to feed me anything.
I can't believe you just drank my piss. No, I'm joking. I can't believe I've not been reading Amazon reviews more in my life. I think there's a whole treasure down there that I should really delve into that I can find a lot of pleasure from.
Yeah.
So amazing. Right, so this has been West Side Story. We've got a few notes before I go. Number one is we are going to have a live episode soon. You could drop us a message on Twitter at West Side Story and same on Instagram. Or you could email us at westsidestory@gmail.com. Send us something in. It's got to be an ing word, so it could be fishing.
Daring. Oh my god, live dares. That would be so
live
good.
Dares would be interesting. If you want to suggest that, Nadia's well up for that, but I will go so much further than anyone else. That'd be amazing. Also, like and subscribe, guys. Come on. We need some reviews on there.
Speaking of reviewing, where are your reviews?
Reviewing episode. Make this your time to take 1 minute out of your day.
We dare you
to do it. Alright, this has been West Side Story. Thank you very much. Have a great time, whatever you're up to, and whatever time you're listening to it. Goodbye.
Bye.